Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Mikardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:09 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Friday, October 3, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Company, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year and last, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Joseph Carr, Dunmore, John Morelli, Scott Township, Terry Ann Gallagher, and Jack Griffith, Quarryville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And you, I don't have opportunity to play Chris Cuomo making sense very often. He's calling the Democrats out for lying. Well, Frank didn't believe me, but maybe he'll believe Chris Cuomo. I don't know. And speaking on the budget stalemate, on the government shutdown, we have our own Congressman, Dan Muser. Congressman Muser, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased that you played what Chris Cuomo had to say. I think it was pretty clear. He stated very clearly that they are not telling you the truth regarding the whole case behind the shutdown. What you hear from the Democrats is not true,
yeah,
per Chris Cuomo.
I mean, everything they do is, look, the whole party is based on lies right now. I don't know if they come out of it. Again, I'm listening to John Fetterman as the voice of reason in the Democrat Party, and I can't even
voice
believe
it. It's true. I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, I honestly don't like having dislike for anybody in the House, but everything, I mean, 98% of what he says is completely true.
Yeah.
Those ads that they run on Rob Bresnahan it locally, 99, if not 100%, completely false, completely untrue. And, you know, apparently, you know, to an extent, they're getting away with it. We're in this battle. You know, and that last gentleman you had on, you know, calling you a fascist, calling us all fascists. You know, I think it was Huey Long that said, when fascism comes to America, it will come under the guise of anti-fascism.
Yeah.
I mean,
home run.
As soon as
I
heard him say that, I wrote down about 9 things that they did while Biden was in office that could be interpreted as fascist. I mean, we're about the Constitution. Look, there's a lot of EOs going down, but if they're not legal executive orders, then they'll simply be overturned. And everything that we see so far, they are appropriate. And matter of fact, Trump has less executive orders than Obama had during his term. So anyway, look, on this on the shutdown, the people throughout Northeast and Central Pennsylvania need to know that, look, there's no gain here, only pain. It's absolutely senseless. There's no need for it. We agreed initially. It was a handshake agreement with Tom Cole, probably one of the most beloved, respected people on both sides of the aisle, appropriations chairman, really good friend of mine, that it was good. Let's do a CR, and their demands initially were keep it clean, a clean CR, and keep it short term. Okay, 7 weeks. That's what was done. Then demands number two came out. They said, well, wait a minute, we can't do this because we're polling it, and maybe we can blame this on the Republicans. So the demand number two was we're going to remove the prohibition of illegals voting, or excuse me, illegals receiving Medicaid. And that's a fact. I mean, there's 1.3 million that do receive Medicaid, according to very independent sources.
And Congressman Muser, one of the things that they keep lying about without it being an outright lie is that they incorporate the fake asylum seekers.
Yeah.
And many other undocumented illegal aliens, well, they're not technically illegal aliens, they have undocumented aliens by the millions included in what they're trying to pass now and trying to push down our throats. Yeah.
And it's in their language, in their counter-proposal language.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson's bringing it out on Fox, just trying to show it. It's written in there that illegal aliens, as they're referred to, are eligible for Medicaid. It's in their language. They want to revoke our termination of PBS NPR funding, and both of which I like. I like NPR. I mean, it's very biased. It's very liberal. So is PBS. But the fact of the matter is that we've got 500 channels. We don't need taxpayers to spend billions of dollars on a biased station. I mean, that would be like asking, when Rush Limbaugh was alive, asking the taxpayers to subsidize that. I don't think so. I don't think that would go over very well.
I'll take some taxpayers some subsidy for my show.
Well, same thing. Exact same thing. In fact, I think you're going to be bigger than Rush Limbaugh. But, $1.4 trillion of added spending is their demand. And by the way, we have to pinky swear that we'd never have any new savings programs whatsoever. And then they come up at the end, because that was so ridiculous, this ACA, the Affordable Care Act renewal. But we've got until December 31st on that. We all knew that. And we're under discussions on it. There's some problems. There are people who make over $500,000 a year. And this was supposed to be temporary. This was passed in the not the Inflation Reduction Act, the rescue plan by the Democrats for a temporary use during a temporary benefit during COVID. And it was done deliberately to be temporary. Well, now they're saying they want it extended forevermore. And meanwhile, probably the most egregious piece of it is that one third, and this is proven, one third of the funding that's coming from ACA, which, by the way, is up over $200 billion higher than it was supposed to be, goes directly to insurance companies where people receive no health care services for them. The facts are stubborn things, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, you got Jeffries out there saying this is Republicans' fault. And meanwhile, every Republican, but I guess one, maybe two in the House, voted to keep the government open. Only one Democrat voted with us out of 200 and whatever, 15. And of course, we're seeing on the Senate floor, most of the Democrats, with the exception of maybe three or four, and you need 60. Yeah, we've got the gavel. We've got the chairmanship, but you need 60. So we need some Democrats, and they're voting later today. Maybe a few will come to their senses.
Hey, Congressman Muser, Jimmy Failla, hilarious. My executive producer, Mr. Paul, reminded me, Jimmy Failla described Hakeem Jeffries as a bad Barack Obama cover band.
he's all worried about the sombrero. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of federal workers are being furloughed. There's a huge disruption to our economy. It's not huge, but a disruption to our economy. And one could argue that's the only reason that he's for it, is because the Republicans are doing too well. I mean, we're on too much of a roll. The economy's strong. Trump's cutting prescription drug prices by half or maybe more. We've got a Middle East peace deal on the table, which he just put out. Hamas has got to agree to by Sunday afternoon. So, I mean, he's just taking care of business, and Democrats can't stand it. And then meanwhile, you got Schumer. I mean, have you ever seen a more selfish politician? The guy's been in office, 40 years?
He's just a weirdo. He's a real weirdo. And I always heard that from the days when I was working on Capitol Hill. He's a weird guy.
Yeah. And this whole thing's about him being afraid of AOC running against him. I mean, really? You're putting America, workers and people, and like the WIC program, for instance, we could pull out so many things. The SBA can't extend loans. Yeah, the WIC is women and infant children initiative. That's like $7 billion was in this. Clean CR, yes, but it was an extension. We didn't think anybody would be against it. And meanwhile, they're holding that up, too.
Yeah.
So it's bananas.
Well, it's crazy stuff. It's got to be beyond frustrating for you, Congressman Muser. You're there. You know the truth, and you've got to hear them get up and lie repeatedly and brazenly. I don't get it. I don't know why, they should have said, look, we're going to do this, but now we're going to insist on this later. But that wasn't good enough. They've got, you're right, they had to change the paradigm because everything was working against them because this administration and this Congress is a success.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, just back to the lies, it's really incredible because you can't even call them hypocrisy. I say it's hypocritical. It's more than that. It's deliberate lies, just like the ads they're running against Rob Bresnahan, stating how, we voted for tax relief for billionaires and costs and insurance to you. Completely false. None of that is true. There's 790 billionaires in the country. And we reduced taxes and kept taxes minimal for 160 million taxpayers throughout the United States. And the Democrats voted to increase the taxes on 160 million taxpayers. And by the way, of those 792 billionaires in the U.S., 73% donate heavily to the Democrats. So, right.
Yeah. This is just a continuing head scratcher. But again, all I could think of is they see the momentum. The issue of crime is killing them. Now we're taking on, and Memphis is welcoming the National Guard in. Washington, D.C., it has worked.
Isn't that amazing? It's worked so well. No incidences with National Guard doing anything wrong other than showing a presence, which has minimized crime. And yet in Portland and Chicago, they're yelling, leave my crime alone. Keep our criminals to us.
I don't know. Well, Congressman Muser, always a pleasure. Thank you for checking in, and we probably will be doing it this week. Although I was saying there's a possibility that a few senators are going to be released from their obligations to the party as early as this weekend. Just a guess. We're going to see.
I think that's the most potentially best scenario that will happen. That's right. Schumer will beg them to get him out of this because it's ridiculous. And well, Bob, thanks for the opportunity to update our constituencies and our wonderful Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. And you are the common sense man. I appreciate you. We all appreciate you.
Well, we can't thank you enough for the work you do and for coming on with us today. Thank you, Congressman Dan Muser. Appreciate it.
Likewise, thanks.
All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll come back with a little history, a little music, and then you after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
'80, Murph tells us, this date, Bob Seger joined Bruce Springsteen on stage to perform Springsteen's hit Thunder Road at the Chrysler Arena on the University of Michigan campus. Ann Arbor, Michigan. And of course, before that, 1995, O.J. Simpson found not guilty of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman. But 2008, amazingly, on the same day, Simpson's found guilty of this petty robbery of his own sports memorabilia in Vegas. 2008, same day. Amazing. All right, let's a bunch of you text again that you get a kick out of Frank. Listen, Chris Kelly's welcome too. He's welcome to call in any day. These are not serious people. They don't even want to have a real discussion. Their Trump derangement syndrome renders them unthinking robots. And I get a kick out of it too, but I feel for him. I feel sorry. I truly feel sorry for people like Chris Kelly. I do. It's sad. Anyway, let's go to Betsy from Tunkhannock. They've got a Charlie Kirk vigil tonight. How are you? Thank you for your patience too.
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So yes, we have a Charlie Kirk candlelight vigil. It starts at 6 to 8. I suggest people get there early for parking situations. There's parking around town, and kind of fend for yourself. You know, we're a small town.
And where is this at? Tell us where it's at.
Oh, Tunkhannock, yep. PA.
At the county courthouse. Okay.
At the county courthouse.
Okay.
Yes, and we're a strong conservative county. We're very proud of it, and we just felt this was the right thing to do, and people are very excited about it. I think we'll have a big crowd.
I think that is great. And you know, even more so now, because we all know we've lost a singular voice in Charlie Kirk. I don't know anybody that combined all of his attributes. The more I listen to him, his intellectual prowess, his understanding, his deep and well-grounded religious beliefs, there's just nobody on the scene like him today. So the fact that you're doing it now, 3 weeks after, means that the spirit is still alive, and the things that he initiated are still alive, particularly in Wyoming County. I love that.
I don't think any time frame should be put on something like this.
Mm-hmm.
He has basically started a cultural movement, and boy, has he been moving. He's just an amazing debater. He has created so much opportunity for young people to have their voices heard at colleges and universities across America. It's spreading all over the world. I know somebody told me there's over 100,000 requests for Turning Point chapters.
Yeah.
And here we are up in Northeast PA, beautiful country. We just believe in him. And I would love people to come up and enjoy it with us. We'll have Pastor Randy Blome, who was with Trump right before he got elected in 24. And he's very inspirational. And other speakers as well.
That's
so
great.
I'd say come earlier to get your spots. We don't want you to miss the beginning. And we have some music and just camaraderie, and we have to keep his legacy moving. And it's not just in cities or other countries. It's in Middle America and Northeastern PA.
Amen. Betsy, I thank you very much for what you and the group is doing. Tonight, 6 o'clock, Wyoming County Courthouse in Tunkhannock, Charlie Kirk vigil, and really a very positive gathering of people who share American values. Thank you so much.
And it is going to be positive in every sense of the word. There's going to be no negativity, and we don't want any trouble, and there won't be. So come up. It's a beautiful day, and great people up here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing it, and I hope anyone within earshot can attend. It's a good thing. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Wyoming County Courthouse, 6 o'clock tonight, Charlie Kirk Candlelight Vigil. We'll take a break and be back with the Veterans Tribute after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Our Veterans Tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga. And as we head into the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality. It's from fine dining to great bars and bar restaurants to the movies. They're award-winning. Voted the winner, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, best wine selection at Terra 519. Sergey's Live, right underneath. It's the nightclub. The winner of best nightclub, the winner of best live music venue. Then we go to the Far Street Tavern. Best bar food, best neighborhood bar, 3 years in a row. Queen City Tavern, Oliphant. Best bar, Scranton Art House, winner, best movie theater, and it is. Best outdoor dining, 2 years in a row, and this is the weekend to do it and savor it. And then best place to have a first date, 5 years in a row, the Old Brook Inn. And don't forget about my absolute favorite anywhere on the planet, Stegmeyer Mansion. Jack Griffith, National Horseshoe Champion, who loved singing. Jack was 91 from Quarryville, formerly of Bloomsburg. We lost him September 29th at home in Mount Carmel. He was the son of the late Samuel and Margaret Keel Griffith, a 1951 graduate of Mount Carmel High School. He proudly served all of us and this country by serving in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. He was a tower operator for the Pennsylvania Railroad for 40 years. Jack was a member of the VFW Post 804 and the Valley of Bloomsburg American Legion. He loved to sing. He loved to play harmonica. Throughout his 80s, he entertained all ages by singing Frank Sinatra karaoke. He did it at the good old days in Bloomsburg. The college students loved him when he got on stage. He did shows for residents at nursing homes in the area. He loved the bowl, and he was a horseshoe champion. Preceded in death by his wife of 46 years, the former Dolores Karpovich, back in 2020, a step-granddaughter, tragically, Tara Helwig Vining, back in 2022. He lost his two sisters and three brothers as well, surviving her two sons and their spouses, a stepson, four grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. John Jack Griffith, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, mostly sunny, 72. It's 64 outside the studio right now. Tonight, clear skies, low 52. Saturday, mostly sunny, 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, 80. All right. Me and the Bulldog, we're having these senior moments here, the two of us. By the way, I've been wanting to tell you, it's been going on for about an hour. The Sean Diddy Combs sentencing hearing is going on in federal court in Manhattan. My prediction, I don't think the sentencing happens today because the sentencing hearing can go on for more than a day in and of itself. They're just fleshing out what I think he's going to get 10. That's what I see. We'll see. Now, when somebody, my mother included, by the way, they didn't like the sound on the Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger thing. Well, it's history. The history is more important than the, you know, than the actual music in most cases. We're trying to bring you back to a date and a time. And Bruce Springsteen doesn't sound that great live anyway. It's just what is. Maybe that was a reminder for all of you. Somebody wanted to set up a GoFundMe page so we can get Frank a phone that doesn't sound like he's 20,000 leagues under the sea. Kevin Gilbride thanking for the laugh. Tom Clark from Clark Summit tells me Frank defines... He defines hard-headed better than anyone I've ever heard. Listen, he listens. He's one of our large he's a member of our large dysfunctional family. I love the guy. I believe he's Polish, so I love him even more as a fellow Polak. And, you know, he's got the guts to call in. Chris Kelly doesn't. Most left-wing loons don't have the guts. Frank's got the guts to call in, and we make fun of him. We give him a hard time, but we love him nevertheless. Somebody says, FF, love it, Friday Frankie. Maybe that'll be a regular feature. I'll look for a sponsor. Somebody says, why does Chuck Schumer and just about every Democrat in Washington insist on acting like a toddler who just had their iPad taken away? I know it. ALTS back at you. And a lot of people, somebody said they're watching. And by the way, that's another option. You can watch the program. If you're not getting it, because we got preempted on the live stream on the app by the hockey game. So you can listen live and watch as the program unfolds by going to WILKNewsRadio.com and press watch. Now you gotta press a down arrow on your phone for it to unfold, and then you'll see the word watch, and then you could watch the program. Me doing my push-ups during the commercials and all the other nonsense. Once in a while, the Bulldog pops in. The Bulldog pops in, and you can see the Bulldog. He's sitting over there in his room smiling now. He's a very defiant Bulldog. We're having our usual problems today, he and I. It's really more of a personality conflict than anything else. Nothing to be troubled about. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Had to wait for that. Guns N' Roses. This date, 1988, Murph says. They released their hit, Welcome to the Jungle. Mark from Hazleton, Texas, he says, once a country is habituated to liars, it takes generations to bring the truth back. Gore Vidal. How true. And I'm telling you, it's sad. And they just do this. The Democrats just lie. Well, Kalen Deese is the Justice Department reporter for the Washington Examiner. We've had him on a bunch of times before. And in fact, one of you noticed and sent to me a copy of a column I had not seen regarding this. I think it's hilarious. but ridiculous situation with the Des Moines superintendent of schools, and here he is, the aforementioned Kalen Deese. Kalen, how are you?
Thanks so much for having me on, Bob. There's a lot going on today, as we've been covering. And yes. this story that we're talking about today is something that was just bananas, I think, as far as what people imagine could happen in the, you know, someone getting away with basically lying about their immigration status for so long, right?
Tell us, how did it happen, and where are we now?
Yeah, so the case of Ian Andre Roberts, as a lot of people have heard about this over the last couple of days, is that he essentially was a superintendent for Des Moines for Des Moines School, and he was basically found by ICE to be living here in the country illegally. He had a removal hearing last year in May that said that he couldn't stay in the United States any longer. But he's been in this country since 1999, came in on an F-1 visa. So how did he stay here for so long is the big question that people were wondering. And, you know, beyond, you know, just what we've seen from ICE, it's hard to parse exactly what the real reason is. But, you know, if you notice, his resume is very interesting because he spent his entire life in academia with his most recent degree coming from Georgetown as late as 2014. So what happens a lot of times with people who are from other countries that, you know, get involved in a life of academia, you can sort of stack your work authorizations over the years to the point where, you know, at some point, you know, most people who graduate from, and if they're a foreign national, they go into the workforce and they have to get a, you know, employer to sponsor where they work. But at colleges and universities, we see oftentimes that people like, in this case, can sort of extend their time here in the United States without going through the process of getting something like an H-1B visa or anything like that. So it's not entirely clear yet. We got some information from an attorney that represented him in Texas. His attorney is based in Texas. And what we were told essentially is that Mr. Roberts was given an indication in March that his immigration case that he was going through had resolved successfully. That was what his attorney told him. So they're kind of trying to go with this, you know, line where it seems like he was given notice from his counsel that everything was okay in his immigration case. But it turns out, obviously, from ICE's perspective, there was something that was very wrong with this. And so we're kind of watching as it develops even more. Kalen, but he's no longer in his role. He has resigned.
Kalen Deese is the Washington Examiner Justice Department reporter. We have him on often because he's always in the middle of the action. It's a funny thing. We've obviously got followers of yours now through this program because they're sending me your articles, which I thought it was a great, great story, as you usually provide. The funny sort of subpart to this that hasn't been hit on much is that the head of the school board or whatever they call it out there is an Obama operative, a left-wing lunatic who's running for Senate. And now she's got substantial amounts of egg on her face.
Yeah. No, just like the optics of that is incredibly grim. I think for not just that school district, but I think for all school districts that, you know, we know oftentimes that the way that, you know, these types of progressive viewpoints and policies and, you know, lapses in actual accountability take place in academia. And so I think that it's just kind of contributing to that pattern. I think it's exposing a blind spot where many of these potential areas that the Trump administration might want to look into are rooted not just in college campuses, but also in local public school superintendents. The other thing too is the fact that, you know, we did see the allegations that emerged that he was registered to vote in Maryland, and from all accounts that I can tell, he was registered to vote. Now, I wasn't able to see any record that he ever actually voted himself. There's something funny with the Maryland system in which you go about applying for a driver's license, where if you basically check a box you can find yourself registered to vote in the state, even if you're not actually allowed to vote in the state, which sounds like a major problem for Maryland to have that kind of thing.
Oh, but and it's intentional. It's an intentional problem. Yeah. We have it in Pennsylvania, too. You get registered to vote with a driver's license. Well, if they give driver's license to illegals, you're registered to vote.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I will say it was at least a silver lining that we were able to find out that it doesn't appear at this time that he has voted. But, you know, that's not that's just the least of his concerns right now, because we have, you know, reports that he had stated that he was a U.S. citizen on some of his background check applications. And that just seems like it's going to be something that could amount to possible perjury if it turns out that there is some sort of record out there that is able to be provided that he state that he was a U.S. citizen.
As Trump says, Kalen Deese, get him out. Thank you very much. Kalen Deese, Washington Examiner, Judicial Reporter. We hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right. Bloomberg Money Minute. We'll be back. Nickelback. Murph says this date. 2007, he had the number 8 hit with Rockstar. I asked Murph, I said, Murph, let's get into some, you know, 90s, 2000 music history. And I'm sort of glad we did here. Rockstar, we're going to finish with that. And we're going to mention our veterans. Brought to you by our guy, John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. Jack Griffith, Coryville, Terry Ann Gallagher, John Morelli, Scott Township, and my old friend Joseph Carr, Dunmore. Thank you to them. And we remind you, they gave it, they were ready to give everything for us. Let's remember them. Hey, Nikki D, my man Nikki DeSanto sends in the policeman prayer. They're going to be out there this weekend, our thin blue line. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat. Protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms. The policeman's prayer. Tomorrow never comes. We always remember our friend Doreen Goryeb. This was in her obituary, and I happily discovered it there. Tomorrow Never Comes by Norma Cornette Merrick. This is just a reminder for all of us to reach out to people you haven't seen in a while, people you might not see for a while, because you never know what tomorrow brings. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out the door, I'd give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you. And I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, a kiss, or a phone call. And you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much. And you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. God willing, I'll be with you Monday morning. Have a safe, great weekend. I'm going to see my man Gene Barrett up at the Villa Maria in Westside this afternoon. And then we got the St. Joseph's Tournament up the Marjon tomorrow at 1 o'clock in memory of my nephew, Anthony J. Cordaro. So a big weekend planned. I hope you have a good one. Adios, and let me gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Have a good one.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.